Hey, listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right, it's your show. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And we have a show for you tonight. Tonight is going to be a super show tonight. That's right, folks. Put your safety belts on. Be ready for a ride tonight, because next 2 hours we have a show for you tonight. That's right. But before we get started, let me introduce the players tonight. To my left, my beautiful, well, what can I say besides beautiful? She's also a fantastic mother. So I have to say mothers, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. And she's a smart lady. She's my better half. My co-host, Lynn Golder.
Wow, what an introduction. Thanks, Michael. Welcome, everybody, and happy Mother's Day, and welcome to the May 8th Mother's Day edition 2022. Glad to have you on board.
And now, the other young lady, co-host. But this young lady is, well, what can I say? She's from outer space. She's a lady with the hot sauce, the boss with the sauce. That's right. Got to stand back when she's on. She, well, what can I say? She's really takes charge. My co-host, Sheila Young.
Thanks, Michael, I guess. I'm not sure.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to you, too. And happy Mother's Day to everybody out there, whether you're a mother, grandmother, aunt, stepmother, mentor, friend. All of us play a part in raising children in one way or another.
And so, like you said, even the men, right?
And now, the one, the only, the engineer, the producer, Chris Shaw. Chris Shaw, are you there?
Hey, 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 I'm here full effect, baby, baby. Happy Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day. And happy wonderful
happy
Mother's Day to
Mother's
all the
Day,
beautiful
all
ladies
mothers.
All across the nation. Lord have mercy. God know what he's doing.
The phone number to call in
Lord
today, the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And now I want to play this song. We start off the show, but I got to play this song because this is so appropriate for the mothers. It's not trivia, by the way. This is Connie Francis and her great song, Not Mothers.
When the evening shadows fall and the lovely day is through, then with longing I recall
Okay, Chris, you can't play the whole song, but it's a great song. Yeah, it's Connie Francis. That was a big song. We play it every Mother's Day. And before we get started with the show, by the way, we have some shout-outs. Lynn, why don't you do your shout-out?
Well, I have one. Well, I have two, I guess. Just wanted to say again, happy Mother's Day to all our family and friends out there who happen to be moms. And dads, too, who perform the mother duties. also, I'd like to give our condolences to Anthony Hodges up in Canada, Calgary, Canada. His granddad passed away on Thursday. So, Anthony, if you're listening, we're very sorry to hear the news about your grandfather. They traveled to Edmonton to see your grandmother.
Do you have any shout-outs, Ms. Sheila Young?
I really don't. Not that I can think of, Michael.
Chris Shaw, do you have any shout-outs? He's not even there.
Yes,
okay.
Sir, I do. Definitely got to give a shout-out to my mother, Ms. Shaw, all the way up in the south side of Chicago, as well as any and everybody else that I know.
And
my definitely my auntie, my aunt, and my wife. So, you know, those are my shout-outs. Those are my shout-outs.
Hey.
Yeah, I love seeing those two. Those two are something else, your mother and your auntie. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. I got a caller that called in on the phone line ready to go in now.
Okay, well, let me explain just something before we get started here. We're going to have a contest today. And just so you'll know, the prize is a $25 cash Visa card, $25. So let me tell you it's very simple. It's about mothers. If you have something to say funny about your mother, I know a lot of
people.
I'll give you an example of something, okay? I've told this before about my mother. May she rest in peace. I was very, 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 and I have to say very close with my mother, extremely. I was a mother's boy, and I was proud of it. But my mother was like me, big mouth. And I love her, but that's what she was. And she couldn't whisper.
Wait, no. You said that wrong. Your mother wasn't like you. You was like your mother.
Well, I was like my mother.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I was like my mother. Okay.
Right, Chris, wait a minute.
Please. Okay, I was like my mother. But she couldn't whisper.
No, she couldn't whisper.
So picture this. We go out to eat, the three of us, Lynn, my mother and myself. We got to eat, and we're sitting at a restaurant, and all of a sudden, Lynn's doctor walked in, and Lynn said to my mother, "That's my doctor."
Sitting about 5 feet from us.
She was sitting about 5 feet from us, and my mother said, real loud, not whispering. She thought she was whispering, but she said it real loud. "I didn't know you were so short."
Oh, boy, was I embarrassed.
So Lynn was so embarrassed. And I said, "Mom, you're supposed to whisper." She said, "I did." The whole place heard it. He turned around, the doctor. Anyway, that's an example of saying something funny of what your mother might have done. If you have anything to say that you and your mother did that was funny. My mother was a great lady, and I can say many stories.
Somebody on the line that wanted to say hi
yeah.
before we go to break.
Okay. Well, I have Dean from Weston, Florida, and he had a question. He's looking
Who?
For Dean. His name is Dean.
Dean.
Yeah. And he has a question. He's helping to take care of an older lady that's around her almost 90 years old, and he's looking for a simple phone and wanted to know if you had any recommendations.
Probably the
library
phone, probably.
Yeah.
Blind show.
So let's go.
The phone that I use.
Here's Dean.
Because I'm a blind person, and I can't. I'm lazy. I never learned to use the iPhone. I use the Jitterbug. Well, it's called now Lively. Now it's called Lively.
She's not visually impaired, right?
Am I on the air?
Woman. Yes, Dean.
You're on the air.
Oh, okay.
Well, she doesn't want. This lady that I'm taking care of now temporarily, she doesn't want a mobile phone. She wants a landline. So these are the specifications, oh. Okay? The requirements.
Why she wants a landline?
It has to have a big base, and it has to have a cordless. But it needs to be simple, okay? Because she gets
Dean, if you go online, Dean, if you go online and just look up like phones for seniors, and they come right up.
Really confused. I mean, not confused, but there's so many things on there. I'm just wondering if there's one that you generally use.
No. A cell phone, we can help you. That's what I use, but I don't. No.
This is Sheila, and I would recommend that you call one of the aid companies such as LS&S or MaxiAids and talk with them and tell them what you're looking for because I'm sure they've got something.
They have those big buttons with the lights.
Yeah.
Definitely call LS&S.
She gets confused when she sees all the different buttons, so.
They have simple phones out there for seniors with large buttons.
If you give Chris your email, we have to go to break, Dean, but if you give Chris your email, we'll give you the name.
Let me just confirm the name. MaxiAid? That's that what that was?
LS&S.
Just give LS.
Yeah.
She's a nice person.
LS&S is a great company.
Out of Buffalo, New York.
Okay.
All right, before we go any further, I have to say something. Something happened last week. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate
Thank you,
it.
Dean.
But I forgot to say this. This is very important. Very important. Last week we had a caller that called in. And I let him talk. And he was talking about a computer or a procedure that could help blind people. Now, I will tell you this right now. I will never do that again, and I'll tell you why. And if he ever calls again, I told Chris to cut him off, even if he's right in the middle of a conversation. And the reason why I'm saying that, so I'll explain you why. Until we know somebody's legit, you know, I have enough phone calls that I answer every day on the phone because I'm blind. I answer these calls, the quack calls or whatever you call it, scam calls. I don't know if he's real. He never gave me his name. His phone number, his address, or anything else. I don't know if he's legit.
If we can't validate something,
we won't put something on the air because it's not right. This show here, we stand behind things that we say. When I tell you something, Lynn and I already verified it. We can tell you that we know if the people are legit, the companies are legit. When someone comes on the air and we don't know, We will not put them on anymore. So if you call or someone calls that is trying to be ridiculous and funny, we won't put you on anymore. That was my mistake. I'm sorry to my listeners. I won't do that again. If you don't tell us your name and phone number and where to get a hold of you, we won't put you on. That's the story. But we're going on a break. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show and look forward to coming back with the show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Spectrum has great news for Blind and Beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. And if you're turning the dials, stop right there. Don't tune on any more dials. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. Tonight, you know, the show is Mother's Day. So we decided we're going to have a lot of mothers. But here's the difference. The mothers, pretty much all of them, are blind. These are blind mothers who are bringing up their kids. That's right. The first mother, her name is Kelly Parker. Lynn?
That's right.
You introduce.
Oh, I thought you were introducing her. Okay, well.
Did I say she was my caseworker?
Yeah, you can, I guess.
First time I met her, I yelled at her.
You did, because you weren't getting anywhere with the state, but that's another story.
That's another story.
But anyway, Kelly, we're so happy to have you on the air. We've known you for a long time since Michael first lost his eyesight, and that's a long time ago, at least 11 years or so. And we're really happy to have you on and share the tricks and of how to raise children if you're blind. And one little story I just have to tell really fast before you talk is you once taught us that.
Well, I heard say it.
Yeah, about, well, tell everybody, tell Michael everybody. Asked you, how do you keep track of Brandon when he was a baby? How did you do that?
And I told you guys about the bells I used to put on his shoes or would attach to little hair ties and wrap them around his wrist or his ankle.
Mm-hmm. And how many years did he wear? We have the little bells.
Oh, gosh. Probably till he was like 3 or 4.
Wow.
Because I think it was about that time he learned that I couldn't see, so it was easy for him to hide from me.
So
you didn't tell him that you were blind?
No. He kind of figured it out on his own.
So Brandon is there?
Yes, he's right here. Come here, buddy.
Wow, this is amazing. Hi, Brandon.
Hi, Brandon.
Hello.
How are you doing?
This is Michael.
I'm very good. Thank
and
you.
Lynn and Sheila.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Oh, he sounds so
you old. You go to school?
Yes.
You get a report card?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here's my question. When I went to school, my marks weren't exactly good. Do you have good grades?
Yes.
Oh, that's a different story. Because I was going to ask you a question. Here's the question I was going to ask you. Because if I were you and my mother was blind, I would have an easy time, I guess, because you could show your report card and you could tell it's good grades or bad grades.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
How would you know to...
Do not give him any ideas.
Yeah, I'm sure Kelly brought him up to be honest and straightforward. Right, Kelly?
Yes.
So, Brandon, we heard that your mom said that you're going to play football?
Yeah.
Wow, Chris, you hear this? Chris there?
And you like soccer and basketball?
Yes, I like soccer, basketball, and all kinds of stuff.
Well, which one do you like the best?
Soccer.
Yeah, you like soccer?
Yeah. Yes, okay.
So you go to school in Orlando?
Yes.
That's great.
So, you can tell my school you go to?
I go to St. Charles Borromeo.
St. Charles? What is it called?
Yeah, it's called St. Charles. It's by Bishop Moore.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in the College Park area.
Yeah.
Yeah, I live in College Park.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the elementary school to Bishop Moore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a great school.
So, Brandon, you realize this show is all over the world. People are listening right now in Denmark and Australia. Canada, all of the United States.
I didn't even think we were on the radio.
Yeah,
we're on the radio.
Yeah, you're on the radio.
Oh, that's cool.
So let's get down to the nitty-gritty here. I wanted to know.
One thing. I have to tell him something. If you want to listen to yourself later, tomorrow, go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and you can listen to the show again. We keep, once the show's over, a couple hours later, we archive the show, so then you can listen to it on the website. You can listen to yourself. But the show right now is live. It's a live radio show, and it's on the Internet. It's on radio. We have radio stations that are picking us up, AM and FM, and but people are streaming us all over. So what do you want to say, Brandon?
I want to say that life is not hard, and it's a journey through your life. And life might be hard, but you have to get through it and all kinds of stuff.
What can you tell us about having a mother that can't see you?
It's hard, but you have to deal with it. I mean, she's the best mother I can ever have.
Oh, wow.
That's very nice.
They remind me of Liz and Logan. Wonderful relationship the two of you have. I know your mom's proud of you. So give us a little tip. So, Kelly, tell us a little tip maybe for some people that would like to know what it, you know, it's like and how it was to raise Brandon. And then maybe Brandon can give us a little tip.
Well, we've been very fortunate. It definitely takes a village, whether you can see or not. It takes a village. And
you know, just I'm definitely learning through these elementary school days that, you know, you just have to have open communication with the school and as much information that you can get electronically is a lifesaver. You know, Mr. Boulder, you were talking about the report cards. They are now delivered digitally.
Oh, shame. Oh, that's terrible. For me, I couldn't. I wouldn't be on this radio show right now because I would be killed. I knew my father would have killed me.
Would have whooped you with the belt.
Well, he would have killed me, my report card.
So, but Brandon is pretty much a straight A and B student.
Wow.
He did get one C in music, but that's just, I told him not to worry about that because, you know, he's not the next Justin Timberlake, and as long as he passes, he's okay.
And do you have a tip, Brandon?
Brendan, do you have a tip?
No, I can't really think of anything.
Okay. And what did you guys do for Mother's Day today? Just hung out together?
Yeah, we hung out. We went to Nick's for breakfast, and we went to Red Lobster.
Wow.
Wait, Nick, that sounds familiar.
You know what's going to be nice?
Sheila, Nick. Yeah, I know. Oh, is that the same Nick on OBT?
On OBT.
Oh, my same gosh. Nick, yeah. Sheila and I ate there, and I love
it's
it.
It's so
there.
Good.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's fantastic. The best food.
Was it mob?
It wasn't too bad this morning, but we went kind of early, hoping to not have to wait. Brandon has actually been going there since he was 6 months old.
Yeah.
So all the staff know him. And he goes, and hi, Brandon.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny. Well, that's wonderful that you had nice time, quality
and
time.
And pretty soon, when he'll be 16, 17 years old, he'll be driving. He could drive you around now.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He just piped in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and tell him what kind of car you want.
I want a BMW.
Oh, wow, man, that's expensive.
Yeah, I want an SUV, a BMW.
Oh, my God.
Listen to this.
Fancy, fancy.
Your
go top of the line.
Another job.
Yeah.
I know, right? That's what I said.
That's a very expensive car. Even if you buy it, used is expensive.
Yeah, nowadays.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say a Mustang.
Oh, no, I don't really like Mustangs.
Your grandmother hear you say that.
Yeah.
Because his grandmother absolutely loves Mustangs. She keeps saying she needs to buy one, that it would look so good on her.
Oh, wow. A nice black Mustang. Those are cool looking.
Our grandson has a red one.
No, he has
a Camaro.
He even has a Camaro with a white, red one with a white stripe on the hood.
Mm-hmm.
So, Brandon, do you want to wish your grandmother a happy Mother's Day on the air?
That would be
so
nice.
Yeah. I wish my grandma a very, very good Mother's Day.
That's nice. Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you so much,
Kelly and Brandon, for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much for having us. It was a lot of fun.
And, Kelly, I hope you tune in more often.
You know what? I want to ask the audience, if you would like to ask any sighted folks who are out there listening, any sighted people would like to ask you a question, the phone number is 407-894-1680. If you would like to ask Kelly any questions about bringing up a child, because she's blind and her son is sighted, if you'd like to call and ask a question to Kelly, as long as it's not too personal, the phone number is 407-894-1680. We're just going to hold for a minute. If you have any, if you'd like to call in and ask a question. Anyway, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
I hope to see you in Maitland the beginning of June. Maybe you'll be over there taking part in some of the state convention.
That would be a lot of fun.
I'll have to get you the information.
Yes, ma'am. Please do.
I will.
Okay. Well, I guess nobody's calling in. So
we can't call in that fast. We should have said it in the beginning of.
We should have said it.
Yeah.
A mistake by me.
Kelly and Brandon.
Thank you so much, Kelly.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you guys so much, and happy Mother's Day to you guys.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Kelly.
Thank you, Brandon. You sound fantastic.
Take care. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye.
Hey, Mike, Lynn. I have Mike from Aventura, Florida, on the phone line, and he wants to talk about his 98-year-old mother.
So that was cool. Thank you.
Aww.
Did you like that?
All right. Yeah, hi.
So we got Mike from Avatour. Mike, how you doing, Mike?
We can fine. Tomorrow.
Posted on the man,
you need to mute them.
The website.
Yeah, I have a question.
I will have to look.
My question is, were you born blind or could you see at one time? Hello?
Hey, Mike. Hi, how you doing, Mike?
Hi. Was she born blind or could she see at one time?
What?
He was wondering if Kelly was born blind or could
I
she have see at one time.
That she was born blind.
Oh, wow.
I told you.
Lynn.
Oh, cool.
Mute her.
Your
computer.
I would like to call back and talk about my mom. My mom is 98 years old. And
there you go.
Decided, and unfortunately, I didn't see her this week because I had the pandemic, but I'm doing good. But I could tell you some good stories about her.
Your mother.
What a lovely
thing. Anything funny.
She is.
No, I'm saying the contest is about if you can say anything funny that happened between you and your mother. Like I gave an example of something that happened funny with my mother. May she rest in peace.
Yeah. My mom wanted me to be as independent as possible when I was a kid. She learned how to read Braille. Because she wanted to learn to see what it was like in my eyes, in her eyes. She was a teacher, uh-huh. And so was my dad. My dad also wanted me to be independent, but my mom was there for me most of the time, which was good. And she loved to talk to me, and I still talk to her and try to make her world as happy as I possibly can.
Oh, that's very nice.
That's very nice of you. But my question is, has anything ever happened funny?
Let's see. No, not really.
Okay.
Funny
no fun, funny moments.
She loved it.
But that's a very nice story, Mike. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Yes.
She loved to laugh, and she was very understanding.
Aw.
That's very, very nice of you. And thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll put you in the mix. We'll put you in the mix.
Okay.
For your story of your mother.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay.
So that's our first. Is everything okay with her?
Yeah.
Oh. We have a problem right now with one of our dogs.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Anyway, anybody else on the line, Chris?
That's it for right now, Mike.
Thank you. Sir.
Okay. We're going to break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way, Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online
at
lighthousecfl.org.
We want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. And this is your host, Michael. The show is about mothers. That's what the show is all about today. And if you'd like to call in, phone number is 407-894-1680. If you have something to say that is funny or a good story about your mother that you would like to talk about and win a prize, you'll be in the mix because we'll give out a prize, $25 cash prize Visa card for the best, well, whether it's funny or the best story, put it that way. So if you'd like to be in the mix, call. Phone number is 407-894-1680. And by the way, if you're sighted, you can call too. You don't have to be blind to go in the contest. So if you're sighted or vision impaired, call 407-894-1680. By the way, for the folks who are turning the dial, don't know what this show's all about, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. We try to explain to the sighted people about the blind, teach you about what's going on in the blind community. We try to entertain the sighted as well as the visually impaired, try to educate, try to get the blind jobs if we can. And the phone number is 407-894-1680.
Let's go to Sheila's Trivia.
So let's right now go to Trivia Time. Trivia Time, our first trivia. Sheila, you're up with your first trivia.
Okay. Well, if somebody has not heard this song, you're missing a very poignant song. I love the words to this song. So please tell us who's singing this song.
Phone number is 407-894-1680.
And after wiping her hands on an apron, she took it in her hands and she read it, and this is what it said. For mowing the yard, $5. If I make it at my own bed this week, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. playing with little brother while you went shopping. 25 cents. Taking out the trash. $1. And for getting a good report card. $5. And for raking the yard. $2. Total owed $14.75. Well, she looked at him standing there and expecting. And 1,000 memories flashed through her mind. So she picked up the pen and turned the paper over. And this is what she wrote. For the 9 months I carried you.
Very true.
No charge.
You said you had some updates about the ex Florida Council.
Well, let's get away before we go there. Let's give the phone number to come for trivia. Phone number, if you know who's singing that song, 407-894-1680. While we're waiting for someone to call in, Sheila, you're up.
You want me to? We've decided. I guess we're having a new segment when I'm on, and that's recipes. So.
Oh, okay. Go ahead with the recipe.
You want me to share the recipe?
Absolutely.
All right. For those that don't know, I do a recipe swap every other week, and it is on the community call for the American Council of the Blind, and I have got so many wonderful recipes. And this past week, Lynn, I guess, two of them caught her attention. So,
we're right. The least amount of ingredients, the better I like it.
Oh, yeah. I'm right there with you. But this is an apple cake, and it has got three ingredients. It is one spice cake mix, one of the cans of apple pie filling, and three eggs. You mix all of that together with a beater. You pour into a greased bundt pan, and you bake at 350 degrees for 35 minutes. I don't think it can get any easier than that.
Well, what are the apples?
What if you don't have a beater? Can you just stir? Do it with a fork?
All the girl said was she uses a mixer, so I do not know. I'm assuming you could.
Yeah.
So there's no apples.
No, yeah. Filling. Yeah.
That's only filling. No apples. Like, I like apples.
Well.
Apple pie filling.
Yeah, fillings. That's not apples.
Whatever.
Fillings.
Really? Yeah. Are you making it or is Lynn?
Believe me, he would like it.
I do have a fresh apple cake recipe somewhere. And then the other recipe was a ranch chicken recipe.
Yeah, that's good. I picked that one too, yeah.
And it is chicken, boneless, skinless, chicken thighs, or chicken breasts. And you roll it in ranch dressing. And
good.
Then roll it in breadcrumbs. You can use the seasoned breadcrumbs or you can use just plain breadcrumbs. Put salt, pepper, whatever you want to do. You can spice it any way you want to. And then you bake it at 350 for 45 minutes, flipping halfway through. And I'm telling you, I have tried some of the recipes that I have gotten.
That sounds delicious. How you doing, caller? What's your name? Very good.
All right, hold on one moment, all right? I'm going to patch you through.
All right, Chris, who we got?
Okay.
So I wanted to ask you.
Do we have a caller?
All right. Hello?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, hey, everybody. I'm sorry. My mic was open. I apologize. Listen.
That's all right.
We have two callers. We got one caller calling in from Orlando, first-time caller. She's calling in. She says she listens to the show all the time, but she could never get the right song. Well, she know this one. And then we got our good friend Terry from Connecticut on the phone line calling in as well. All right. So let's go to Phyllis. Miss Phyllis from Orlando, Florida. Phyllis, how you doing?
I'm doing very good, thank you.
Good, good. Miss
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis. Welcome to the show. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right.
So you think you know who's singing the song?
Yes. That is Shirley.
And who
is
singing?
I think she said it. Phyllis, you broke up. You broke up. So what did you say, dear?
Shirley Caesar.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
Oh, my gosh. Goodness gracious. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue. $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue is coming your way.
Wow. Thank you very much.
Yay. Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
And we're happy that you listen.
Thank you. Listen all the time. Thank you. Yes, call in more often.
Give Chris your address.
We do.
Thank you.
Before we go any further,
thank you, Phyllis.
I was wondering.
Yes, thanks.
Do you spray?
Is Terry still there? I'd like to talk to Terry.
I just want to ask Sheila something, in case anybody's wondering. The chicken, do you spray it with a Pam or something on the foil or what?
It did not say, but I would assume that I would certainly spray
the cookie sheet.
Is Terry there?
All righty.
You know.
I am here.
It says to put it in a baking dish.
Yeah.
Terry.
Yes.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, how are you?
Terry from Connecticut.
This is Terry, and I was calling. I think I might know who was singing that song. Did you get a winner yet?
Yeah, we got a winner. Got a winner.
Okay, that's okay then. That's not okay then. I'll call another time.
Maybe later. You have a story about your mother?
No, I
a funny story.
My mom, so I don't have a story I want to share.
Oh, okay. Okay, no problem. But the next song, I think you're gonna know too. So.
Yeah, who
call back.
Was this Malvin Montgomery here?
What?
Was that Malvin Montgomery singing that song?
No. No, it was Shirley Caesar.
Okay, I got it wrong then. Okay, then. Maybe the next time.
All right. Thank you, Terry.
Thanks for calling in, Terry.
I didn't know that song.
Terry from Connecticut.
Terry from Connecticut, I know, but I didn't know Shirley Caesar.
Yeah. Did she have any other songs, Sheila?
I don't think so.
Oh, yes. Yes. Miss Shirley been around for years.
I thought I had heard the name, but it's not music that I normally listen to. So, you know, I'm sure that if you ask your Lady A to play songs by her, she will play it.
So. Shirley Caesar has been around. She's been around so long. She used to sing with the group called The Caravans. She's a gospel.
The Caravans, I know. That's a good gospel group.
Right. And she does gospel. So Shirley Caesar sung with them. And, you know, she's got plenty of songs. She got album after album after album. Yeah.
And that doesn't surprise me. It's just not music that I normally listen to.
So does she have her own albums or the Caravans?
She got the albums that she sung with the Caravans, but she also has her solo albums that she's done as well.
Gotcha. The reason why I know a lot of gospel groups is because my parents had big section of gospel songs when they were in the business, besides the R&B music and everything
else.
You never told me that. Yeah, big gospel. Wow. Yeah. Some of the label, some of the record companies they had were gospel. Yep. Wow.
And they were big sellers?
Yeah. Yep.
So, Sheila, now that we have a few minutes, how about filling us in on the FCB?
All right. For anyone out there that's listening, the Florida Council of the Blind State Convention is coming up the first weekend in June. And thank you, Blind and Beyond Radio Show, for being a sponsor of the convention. We start Thursday, June 2nd, go to June 5th. We have karaoke on the night of the 2nd, and then all day Friday, all day Saturday, we have meetings. Every kind of topic you can imagine, from technology to we've got one based for employment. We've got Vanda Pharmaceuticals. We've got electric use, which is a new thing that we're doing about students and the ACB Next Generation. We've got a legislative. We've got a town hall meeting Saturday afternoon with Director Robert Doyle from the Division of Blind Services. We've got banquets Friday night for awards and scholarships. We've got a banquet Saturday night for just the Florida Council banquet. Our guest speaker is Pam Shaw from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And then Sunday morning, we will have our business meeting and election of officers. If anybody would like to learn more information, they can go to FCB, Florida Council of the Blind, fcb.org. Everything is there. It is a hybrid convention, so you do not have to be at the hotel. If you register, you can attend every meeting via Zoom. So it's going to be a very interesting convention this year because we've got some new ideas and new topics. We've got to get up and get moving hour where they're going to do some exercising, and I don't know if they're going to dance. I don't know what they're going to do. I'll be there to find out. So it's going to be a lot of fun. But if anybody would like more information, you can go to fcb.org. And registration is $25. You get your name in drawing for door prizes, and then you will be eligible to listen to every meeting that you wish to listen to.
Well, thank you, Sheila, for informing us. And by the way, folks, if you have any, let's just say, groups, or if you're part of an association or any organizations that you want to mention a PSA, or if you want to mention anything else about your group, that's the time. Write to us at Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You can write to us, Michael. That's M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Or let us know and come on the air. And you can talk about whatever you want. Like Sheila just talked about her group.
Yeah,
you can talk about your group.
I have a public service announcement.
I just wanted to ask Sheila one thing. So $25, Sheila, that's all you pay, and then you can participate in all the events online?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow, yep. That's a good deal.
Yeah. What did you want, Chris?
My public service announcement is we got a call on the phone line. You ready? Let's take a journey all the way up to Brunswick, Georgia, and talk to this beautiful, phenomenal young lady with a beautiful voice, Miss Carolyn. How you doing, Miss Carolyn?
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, and hi. Happy Mother's Day.
Hi, how are you?
Also, I'm good, and happy Mother's Day to all the others.
Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day.
You have an echo. Yeah, happy Mother's Day, Carolyn.
I enjoyed listening to Kelly. Yeah, thank you.
you like to
I wanted
to Kelly?
Mention another song by Shirley Caesar that's about mothers. There's a song that she did called Don't Drive Your Mother Away, and it's too long to play on the radio, but whenever you have time, maybe you can listen.
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up.
We'll look that up, too.
Look it up. I'll pick play a few seconds of it. Play, 30 seconds of it.
Yeah.
Well, it's telling a story, so even if you played, the beginning of it, you wouldn't know what the point of the story is. It's long. I think it's
Carolyn, do you have a funny story? You can say something that's on the air between something you and your mother did or something happened? Like I mentioned, anything funny or a story about your mother? That was cute.
Well, I had a very good mother, but I can't think of anything funny right now.
Well, my mother was fabulous, too, but she was funny at times.
Yeah, I can think of a lot of funny things about my father, but my mother had 11 kids.
I'll give you a funny story. Another funny story my mother did. Okay.
Carolyn, save your story for the Father's Day show. We'll have another contest.
All right.
Yeah.
Love you all.
All right.
Thanks for calling in, Carolyn. Thank you. That's Carolyn from Georgia.
Unbelievable.
Well, I'll tell you another funny story my mother did. This will be quick. When my father, my mother always said, when your father comes home, you get a licking because I did something wrong again. So when my father walked in the door, my mother said, you wouldn't believe what Michael did. Okay, so before he started up, yelling at me or whatever, my mother always ran to the windows. Don't do anything. Let me close the windows. Because she didn't want the neighbors to know. because we lived in a house that was close in Philadelphia there.
Hello, Mike, Lynn, Sheila. All righty. I think the phone got muted or something. Not sure. I don't know. All right. So this is what we're going to do. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Come on.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.